Things said this morning that are true be engraved upon every heart, and anything said that is false be quickly forgotten. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. I finished reading my first Harry Potter book. I read it because my oldest granddaughter is absolutely crazy about Harry Potter. She likes all things Harry Potter. She and her older brother and sister have been saving their money because they have talked their parents into taking them to the Orlando area so that they can go to Harry Potter World. The trip is scheduled for this spring in March. When the Peoria Symphony had a night of Harry Potter with the symphony accompanying a movie, we took her. We walked out of there with a new scarf that she could wear, signifying whichever house the sorting hat had placed her in. In the Harry Potter books, there is a game that is called Quidditch, which is very similar, it sounds to me, like polo and soccer without horses and without a field, but rather played in the air on broomsticks. There are eight people on a team. The game is essentially over when one team or another catches a little gold flying ball called a golden snitch. It is hard to see because it is both quick and it hides. Each Quidditch team has a designated player who is called a seeker. It is the job of the seeker to look for the golden snitch and to capture it. Harry Potter is the seeker on his house team. I finished reading that book as I was reflecting upon the letter to the Colossians. In the text for today, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Many years ago, there was an evangelistic campaign that hit Peoria and across the country. Billboards were purchased with a simple slogan saying, "I found it." The "it," of course, was God or Jesus. I remember a minister at First Presbyterian Church preaching a sermon that was in contradiction to the theology of the "I Found It" campaign. His sermon was entitled, "He Found Me," because you see, it is not God who is lost. It is you and I. From the very beginning in the book of Genesis, God has been a seeker. God has been looking for us. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, their eyes were open and they saw themselves naked and ashamed. And so when they heard God walking to the garden, they hid because of their shame and nakedness. Shame is a powerful emotion. In her books, The Gifts of Imperfection and Braving the Wilderness, Brené Brown talks about shame in these words. Shame is the most powerful master emotion. It is the fear that we are not good enough, because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. Our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. In the Gospels, we hear of a story of a rich man who walked away from Jesus because following Jesus' way was simply too hard. It would cost him too much. He may have walked away from Jesus, but he did not walk away from Jesus' love, because each of the Gospels tell us that Jesus loved him enough to allow him to walk away, but he still loved him. And then in the parables, we have the seeking God, the shepherd who leaves the 99 sheep in order to look for the one lost sheep, the woman who turns a house upside down searching for a lost coin, a father who waits patiently for his lost son to come to his senses and remember not just who he is, but rather whose he is, who he belongs to, and he returns home. We are the lost sheep. We are the lost coin. We are the lost child, and God seeks and patiently waits for us to remember whose we are, not just who we are. You see, God is a seeking God. And God is the seeker who looks for the golden snitch. We are golden in the eyes of God. So how do we respond to God in our own lives? Our gospel lesson tells us of two disciples of John the Baptist who turn to Jesus and begin to follow him when John points to him from afar and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Seeing that they were following him, Jesus turned and asked them a very simple question. "What do you seek? What are you looking for?" And they reply, "Rabbi, teacher, where are you staying? What does it mean to walk with you? What does it mean to live with you? What does it mean to take you seriously?" And Jesus replies to them, "Come and see." See what it means to live life by the kingdom's values instead of the world's values. In previous sermons, I have shared with you the fact that we are the body of Christ. We are the living body of Christ here on earth. The church is the best hope for the world. And we are called to issue Jesus' invitation to come and see what it means to live within a community of faith. You see, you can know about Jesus, you can know facts about Jesus, but you cannot know Jesus unless you commit yourself to being willing to walk with him day by day. You cannot know God, truly know God, unless you are willing to walk with the living, resurrected Lord in your everyday life. Last week we reflected on the reality that Christ is the head of the body, which is his church. And the work of the church is to be an inviting and a welcoming community. As one writer put it, the job of the church is not to coerce, but to commend. Not to impose, but to invite. Not to wrestle, but to welcome. Not to threaten, but to embrace. Not to mock or make fun of, but to love. Not to judge people as to their eternal destiny, nor to judge them according to their race, their gender, their political affiliation, their orientation, their tattoos, music, or the team that they're going to be rooting for in the upcoming Super Bowl. We simply need to follow the example of Jesus and invite people to come and see what life in the community is. That is all that we need to say to those who seek a deeper, more meaningful experience of life. Because those who take Jesus seriously understand the words written in the Colossians, the words of hope, the words of promise, the words of truth. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds, not in reality, but in your minds. To God be the glory, both now and forevermore. Amen.